Welcome to the Halloween Scene Podcast, Episode 1. Coming up on this week's episode, details have been announced for a brand new maze based on Halloween 2 at Universal Orlando and Universal Studios Hollywood. Disney has announced its dates for its annual Halloween time at the Disneyland Resort, including pricing for Mickey's Halloween Party. We will also be reviewing the brand new Ghostbusters film starring Kristen Wiig and Melissa McCarthy. And we will also be getting into the story of the very first Halloween Horror Nights at Universal Studios Hollywood. That's all on this week's episode of the Halloween Scene. Fans may have thought it was over, but he's still out there. This fall, Michael Myers will make his return to Universal Orlando Resort and Universal Studios Hollywood's Halloween Horror Nights in an all-new maze inspired by the second film in the classic horror series, Halloween. The iconic film sequel continues the story of the mask killer, Michael Myers, as he stalks an entire town and relentlessly pursues his victims. Now his focus turns to guests as Universal joins forces with Compass International Pictures to bring the haunting film's most suspenseful and terrifying moments to life at Halloween Horror Nights. At both Universal Orlando Resort and Universal Studios Hollywood, Michael Myers returns in Halloween, Hell Comes to Haddonfield, a maze that's bigger and filled with more menacing scare actors than the original, top-rated, Halloween maze. It will begin with the final scene from Halloween, where Michael Myers is presumed dead after falling from a bedroom window, only to disappear from the ground. Guests will dodge Myers' lethal knife at every turn as they step into iconic scenes from the film, all culminating in a horrifying finale. Personally, I am so excited for this new maze. Halloween is one of my favorite film series of all time. I love the original maze that they did at Halloween Horror Nights at both Universal Orlando and Hollywood. I've seen them both. They are fantastic mazes. Halloween 2 isn't my favorite of the series, but I'm excited to see where they take it because I know Mike Aiello has talked about that the Halloween maze will also, the horrifying finale in the end is where Michael Myers is caught on fire. Don't know how they're going to do that, but I can't wait to see how they pull it off. There are some moments in Halloween 2 that you do see where they can turn it into a maze. It's just not my favorite of the series. It doesn't have as much scary moments as the original Halloween does. And as long as they're not basing it on those terrible Rob Zombie remakes, I just recently watched the Rob Zombie remake of Halloween 2, and it's terrible. So is the original remake of Halloween. I don't know why they even made those. But yeah, I cannot be more excited about this new maze. I'll be headed down to Halloween Horror Nights in Hollywood this year in its first couple weeks of going on. I'm not going to be able to make it to Orlando's event this year. Unfortunately, I'm going to be in California, but I'm going to try to cover as much of the California Halloween time events as I possibly can. I'm going to try to catch Halloween time at Disneyland. I'm going to try to catch Queen Mary's Dark Harbor, Knott's Scary Farm. I'm also going to even check out up here in Northern California, Six Flags Discovery Kingdom's Fright Fest. I'm going to try to go to California Great America's Halloween Haunt. Just a couple things. I'm trying to cover California's haunted activities this fall. So hopefully I can get all those done. And so stay tuned for those in future episodes. The spookiest time of year is almost here. Halloween time at the Disneyland Resort returns September 9th through October 31st, bringing with it 17 nights of Mickey's Halloween Party, as well as seasonal favorites like Space Mountain Ghost Galaxy and Haunted Mansion Holiday. Mickey's Halloween Party guests can enjoy trick-or-treating, the exclusive Halloween Screams fireworks, and more. And new this year, the Headless Horseman of Sleepy Hollow from Disney's animated feature The Adventures of Ichabod and Mr. Toad will make his spooky ride through the heart of Disneyland Park each night of the party. Be sure to purchase your Mickey's Halloween Party tickets early and mark your calendars for the following dates. July 21st, tickets go on sale to Disneyland Resort annual pass holders. Disney Rewards Visa card holders, and Disney Vacation Club members. July 28th, tickets go on sale to the general public. Mickey's Halloween Party 2016 dates are Friday, September 23rd, Monday, September 26th, Wednesday, September 28th, Friday, September 30th, Monday, October 3rd, Wednesday, October 5th, Friday, October 7th, Monday, October 10th, Wednesday, October 12th, Friday, October 14th, Monday, October 17th, Wednesday, October 19th, Friday, October 21st, Monday, October 24th, Wednesday, October 26th, Saturday, October 29th, and Halloween night, Monday, October 31st. New this year, though, parking is not included in the ticket price, and parking fees will apply. So it doesn't really affect annual pass holders this year, but it does affect everyone else who's buying a regular park admission ticket for this event. You will need to pay for parking. Now, I know Disney has updated their costume rules for this year, so I would just go to Disney's website to check that out. I know they changed it for adults this year. But yeah, I'm really excited for the Headless Horseman to be making his ride down Main Street USA. They've been doing it for years and years at the Magic Kingdom. There was no mention in the release about Mickey's Cavalcade, the Halloween Cavalcade that they do every year. The little costume parade, the very tiny little parade that they do, nothing like Boo to You at the Magic Kingdom. So maybe they're cooking up something that they just haven't told us about yet. Maybe they are getting a whole new parade, or just like last year, they're going to do Paint the Night. But yeah, and all those rumors about Halloween Scream's not coming this year for their fireworks going away for a few months. It looks like at least they're going to be good through October 31st. So that's always great. But there was no mentions in any of these in this press release of anything about California Adventure. There's nothing about California Adventure for Halloween this year. So I wonder if they're just waiting to say anything about that. I know there's some rumors about Tower of Terror going around right now, so maybe they don't want to promote Tower of Terror when it'll be down. So yeah, that's our info on Disneyland. That's right, it's time for our film review of Ghostbusters, the brand new film playing in theaters right now, starring Kristen Wiig and Melissa McCarthy. I have seen this film now twice. I saw it in both IMAX 3D and in regular 3D. I saw it opening night and I saw it again today. I just wanted to make sure I wasn't just super excited about a new Ghostbusters film, so I gave it another shot. I love this film. It is so fantastic. It's hilarious. The women in it are amazing. Kate McKinnon is my new favorite person on this planet. She is so funny, so quirky, that I just want to spend so much time with her. And I would see an entire movie of just about her. I saw someone on Twitter say that they would watch a Ace Ventura remake with Kate McKinnon as Ace Ventura, and I would be in line right now for that. Melissa McCarthy does an excellent job in this film. I was a little worried about her. I'm not a big Melissa McCarthy fan, but she is great in this film. So many great nods to the original. There was cast cameos from the original film. Bill Murray. We saw, who else was in the, there was a statue of Harold Ramis in this. Everybody, except Rick Moranis actually came back for this one. There's a cool little cameo of, Sigourney Weaver in this film. It's just so great, but it is not a sequel. It is a reboot. They don't even make mention of the earlier films. There were some pretty cool cameos of the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man. Don't know why I said Jelly Man. the Marshmallow Man. It's a pretty cool scene. And they also have Slimer in this, and he takes over the Ecto-1. I don't want to give out too many spoilers. I just gave out way too many right there. But this film is absolutely fantastic. I know there was a lot of doubt about this movie being good, about them trying to reboot Ghostbusters, but they did such a good job on this film. I would watch this movie over and over and over again. The cast is amazing. Leslie Jones is hilarious. Kristen Wiig is spot on, like always. They just got a killer cast, and who knew Thor was funny? Chris Hemsworth is so awkwardly funny in this movie. It's something else to watch, especially if you know him from the Marvel films and you see him doing this. It's just a totally different person. But I will probably see this again in theaters. I will definitely own it, and I personally would give this probably a 3 out of 4 stars. It is just a fun, good time at the movies. You laugh. It's a lot of action going on. The score is fantastic. Especially there's a scene with Kate McKinnon during it, where she's pulling out some new tech gear, and it's just the music and the action that's going on just make for a killer scene. So definitely check this out. It's playing in theaters now. Ghostbusters, starring Kristen Wiig, Kate McKinnon, Leslie Jones, and Melissa McCarthy. Go see it. So we're going to end this week's episode with just a very small little history, just a little story about Halloween Horror Nights history. Although a Halloween event was held in the park in 1986, Halloween Horror Nights really didn't appear as a regular thing until 1992 in Orlando. Universal Studios in Hollywood decided in 86 that they were going to hold a Halloween event before the slow autumn season. Most of the time, this time of year was not very busy. Right after summer, leading up to Christmas, wasn't a very busy time for theme parks. So theme parks were getting very creative on how they were going to get people to come. So Knott's Berry Farm had been doing it for years. They had been doing theirs at this point for about 14 years, I believe. So Universal decided to come up with Halloween Horror Nights. Its logo that year was a jack-o'-lantern being sawed in half with a chainsaw. And the signature attraction for this was the Terror Tram, which was kind of like a nighttime version, not the nighttime version we have now, of the Backlot Tour. This was just the Backlot Tour with scare actors just hiding in the shadows, and they were going to jump out and attack guests. It was, I don't remember if it was very, very popular or not, but I do know that the reason why they didn't have it after 86 is there was a terrible tragedy. What happened was, so during one night, a scare actor got a little over enthusiastic in his performance, and what happened was he fell between two of the tram cars, and he was crushed to death. Universal decided not to have a Halloween event for over 6 years. And what they did, they discontinued any of the scare actor attacks on moving trams entirely. That's actually why in Florida, for the first couple years of Halloween Horror Nights out in Orlando, it wasn't called Halloween Horror Nights. It was called Fright Nights. And they did not feature that bloody pumpkin image. They just didn't want to bring people back to that tragedy. So kind of an interesting little lesson in Halloween Horror Nights. Then it kind of picked up in 92 out at Orlando. They had two mazes that year. What did they have out in, I can't remember which mazes they had. I'm actually reading a book right now on Halloween Horror Nights that I'm actually going to start using that information in our podcast, just to be able to use it as a fun little tidbit at the end of our shows. So I'm going to try to, at the end of every single show, add a little history or story about Halloween at any of the theme parks in the country. We're going to talk about some Halloween adventures that Disneyland even tried to do. Did you know that Disneyland at one of their I can't remember. I believe it was early 90s, tried a scary Halloween event at Disneyland. Not a lot of people know that. So with that, I thank you all for joining me on my first podcast of Halloween scene. It is going to get a little better. This is my first time doing something like this. So I know it's a little odd, a little shaky, a little unsure of itself, but it will get more precise and professional as we go on. For anybody who subscribed, I thank you. Please subscribe to this and rate us on iTunes. It really helps people see this podcast, because I really want to reach some people. I know the Halloween theme park podcast thing isn't really a big thing right now, but I know there's a few of us out there trying to make it a big thing. So until next week, I'm Jared Soucy, and have a screaming good week.